From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. China approves a major revision to its one-child policy. China has ended its long-standing one-child policy and will now allow all couples to have two children. The plan was unveiled Thursday following high-level closed-door political meetings this week in Beijing. Analysts said a two-child policy, while a welcome move, will do little to help lift the country's declining birth rate or shrinking workforce. The two-child policy is a further relaxation after China in late 2013 did permit couples, one of whom had no siblings, to have a second child. 19 rural provinces in China had already launched a partial two-child policy, which allows couples to have a second child if their first newborn is a girl, so as to address the nation's gender imbalance problem. China's defense ministry said it will voice its solemn position to the United States when top Navy officials from both countries hold an hour-long video teleconference Thursday to discuss tensions in the South China Sea and naval ties. Admiral John Richardson, the U.S. Chief of Naval Operations, and his Chinese counterpart, Admiral Wu Shengli, will participate in these talks. The two countries have previously held two other video teleconferences. According to the U.S.-based news website Defense News, a U.S. official said the call on Thursday was not scheduled, but that the two navies agreed to hold the teleconference in light of current events. Earlier this week, Washington took its biggest step to date to challenge China's claims to the South China Sea, sailing a U.S. Navy warship within a 12 nautical mile zone of Mad Main Islands in the hotly disputed waters. This is VOA News.